So we're back on the record. I think the relevant statutes involved in this exclusion are, as referenced by the officer, PCC 20.12.04, which discusses the use of unlawful use of alcohol and controlled substances and prescription drugs. Namely, it provides, in relevant part, no person shall sell, possess, or consume any alcoholic beverage in the park. That's section one. The relevant part actually is subpart B. No person shall commit any of the following acts in the park: sell, distribute, make available, or offer to provide a controlled substance or prescription drug to another. The next relevant part is subpart C, which reads, in relevant part, nothing in subsection B of this section shall prohibit the possession in a park of medicines prescribed to the person or to the person under that person's care. And subpart D, for purposes of this section, controlled substances shall have the meaning provided in ORS 475.05 sub 6. So that statute is going to be relevant. However, I find the most relevant portion is the section of the code that specifically addresses the use of marijuana in parks under PCC 20.12.110 paragraph C, where it provides no person shall smoke or use tobacco in any form, in any place, in any park. And it says, for purposes of this section, smoking and tobacco are defined to include, but are not limited to, bitis, cigarettes, cigarillos, cigars, clove cigarettes, e-cigarettes, nicotine vaporizers, nicotine liquids, hookahs, cretics, pipes, chews, snuff, smokeless tobacco, and, for our purposes, marijuana. And subparagraph G specifically says, notwithstanding any other provision of this code, a person who violates section 20.12.110C shall not be subject to exclusion under section 20.12.265 or to criminal enforcement under section 1.01.140 of this code. Rather, any person violating subsection 20.12.110C shall be required to leave the park in which the offense occurred for the remainder of the day. Based on that reading of the city code, I find that the officer who issued the notice of exclusion failed to follow the law, because the appropriate sanction for smoking marijuana in the park is not exclusion from the park, but instead removal for the remainder of the day. And since this exclusion would have excluded Mr. Epler for 30 days, I find that it is invalid, and we're gonna set that aside. There being nothing further, we are adjourned at 2:00.